For tonight, for his goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That mercy that he's bestowed upon us.
Amen.
What would we be if it weren't for the Lord?
Yeah, that's right, brother.
So our life is that, is in Christ.
Amen, that's right.
In him we live, we move, and we have our being. It's all in the Lord.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
He came here, think about the price that he paid. He said, "Unto this hour came I into the world." The hour of his crucifixion.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's where life in his death, shedding his blood, is where life began.
Amen, that's right.
And we can take that blood, we'll accept this word,
yeah,
and have that blood applied to our heart.
Yeah, that's right.
Told the apostles, 22nd chapter of Luke, "Take and drink this."
Yeah.
"This is my blood in the New Testament."
Amen, that's right.
Yeah, we thank God because one time we decided to go for that man.
Yeah, that's right, brother. Amen.
24th chapter of Matthew. "Of that day and hour knoweth no man, nor not the angels of heaven, but my Father only."
Yeah, that's right.
There's a day that we're looking for. Final day is going to be for us, the people of God, is going to be this, the beginning.
Yeah, that's right, bro.
That's a day that'll never end.
Amen, that's right, bro.
Just think about that.
Yeah.
31st verse. Now, there's a lot of people that's wondered about the giving of the Jews and about that day. Well, I'm going to kind of teach on that tonight.
Yeah.
"But all that day and hour knoweth no man." I'm going to start 31st verse.
"And he shall send his angels with a great
sound." He shall send his angels with a great
sound
of a trumpet.
"They shall gather together his elect."
They shall gather together his elect.
"From the four winds."
My God had told them.
Amen.
That they'd be scattered.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
They was a rebellious and a gainsaying people.
Amen, that's right.
But the same God that told they would be scattered sent the word forth that he'd gather them back together.
Amen, that's right.
All right, read that some.
"From one end of heaven to the other."
Now you notice they hadn't been scattered here when Jesus spoke.
No, that.
But he knew it to be a fact.
Yeah, that's right, brother. Amen.
But they would be scattered.
Yeah, that's right, brother. Amen.
Then he said, "I'll send mine angel."
That's right.
Read.
"With a great sound of a trumpet."
Great sound of a trumpet.
"And they shall gather together his elect."
They shall gather together his elect. That's the natural Jew, the natural elect.
Yeah, that's right.
Read.
"From the four winds."
From the four winds that's scattered in all the world.
Amen, that's right.
Wasn't it?
That's right, brother.
All right, read.
"From one end of heaven to the other."
All right.
"Now learn a parable of the fig tree."
Now learn a parable. God told us to learn it, didn't he?
Amen, that's right.
Learn the parable of the fig tree.
"When his branch is yet tender."
When his branch is yet tender.
"Putteth forth leaves."
Putteth forth leaves.
"You know that the summer is nigh."
You know.
Yeah.
Learn this. We're looking at this. We know the end of time is close.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
May 15th, 1948, the Star of David was raised.
Amen, that's right.
Over the land of Israel.
Yeah, that's right.
Ain't no power in this world can bring it down.
No, that's right.
Ain't that so?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, read.
"So likewise, when you shall see all these things."
So likewise, when you shall see all these things.
"Know that it is near."
No. That it is near.
Even at the door.
Even at the door, we're close.
Yeah, that's right.
They signs of the time that God has sent here with his son.
Yeah, that's right.
In the word of God. God has given us the sign.
Yeah, that's right.
Of the son of God.
Amen, brother.
I read.
Verily I say unto you.
Verily I say unto you.
This generation shall not pass.
This generation shall not pass.
Till all these things be fulfilled.
Till all these things be fulfilled.
Amen.
Now they're always trying to figure out what generation is talking about.
Yeah.
Well, if we just pay attention to the word of God, it'll tell us.
Sure it does, brother. Yeah.
This generation shall not pass.
Till all these things
be fulfilled.
Amen, that's right.
Now, was Jesus then talking about the gathering of Jews?
Sure.
I think not. This generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Not just the gathering of Jews, but everything that he's given us the signs.
Yeah.
Of his coming is to be fulfilled before the generation of the wicked is destroyed.
Right.
There ain't going to be no passing of God's generation.
No.
It's the generation of the wicked.
Amen. That's right.
Read some.
Heaven and earth shall pass away.
I'll listen to it. He told you right there what it's going to pass.
Amen. That's right.
This generation shall not pass. What generation was he talking about? Heaven and earth shall pass away.
That's right. But my word shall not
pass
away.
What do you mean? Exalted heaven's going to pass.
Amen. That's
the
right.
Earthly generation's going to pass. The wicked's going to pass.
That's right, brother.
But the upright's going to dwell in the land.
Amen. That's right.
The perfect's going to remain in him.
Yeah, that's right.
The wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of them.
Amen.
This generation shall not pass. Then he said, heaven and earth shall pass.
That's right.
Letting you know what he's talking about,
Amen.
The generation of the wicked.
Yeah. That's right.
They're going to pass away.
Amen, that's right.
This generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
Amen, that's right.
Now read, son.
But of that day and hour knoweth no man.
Now wait just a minute now.
Yeah.
Well, what was he talking about there?
Heaven, earth, man.
But all that day and hour knoweth no man. The day that the heaven and the earth's going to pass away.
Amen, that's right.
That's the day of the coming of the Son of Man.
Amen, that's right.
Heaven and earth's going to pass away, but my words.
That's right.
Shall not pass away.
Amen.
But all that day and hour knoweth no man.
No, not the angels of heaven.
No, not the angels of heaven.
But my Father only.
Now, all these things have to be fulfilled, don't they?
That's right. Amen.
You say that? And he said, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
That's right.
Now, was he just talking about the giving of the Jew?
No.
He said, all these things. Let's see what he's talking about. Read on down, son.
But as the days of Noah were.
As the days of Noah were.
So shall also the coming.
Don't that let you know he's talking about the days of the generation of the wicked?
Amen, that's right.
But as it was in the days of Noah.
So shall also the coming of the
Son of Man be. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
For as in the days that were before the flood.
As in the days that were before the flood.
They were eating and drinking.
They. Who? The generation of the wicked.
That's right. Amen.
And you remember. The generation of the upright may be. They may be. When they are. From the time that Jesus Christ come on the scene.
Yeah.
There's a lot of natural generations that passed, ain't they?
Sure they are.
But they ain't but one generation of the upright.
Amen, that's right.
There's a lot of the natural generation of the wicked been. Yes. But they ain't been, never been but one generation of the wicked.
Amen, that's
that
right.
That right?
That's right.
The generation of the upright's what I'm in.
Yeah, that's right.
And his soul.
Amen, that's right.
Read that, start that again, son.
For as in the days that were before the flood.
As in the days that were before the flood.
They were eating and drinking.
They were eating and drinking.
Marrying and giving in marriage.
Marrying and giving in marriage.
Until the day.
But all that day and hour. Now he was talking about this generation shall not pass.
That's right.
Till all these things be fulfilled.
Amen.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word
Amen.
Shall not pass. All that day and hour knoweth no man.
Amen.
Didn't he say that? But he gave the signs.
That's right.
As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
That's right.
They did eat. Who? The generation of the wicked.
Amen.
They did eat. They drank.
That's right.
They married. And were given in marriage.
That's right. Until the day.
Until the day.
That Noah entered into the ark.
That Noah entered into the ark.
And knew not until the flood came.
The wicked didn't know. They should have known.
Yeah.
This man preached 120 years that it was coming. But they didn't pay no attention to the man of God.
No.
Like they are today. They never have listened to Jesus.
No, that's right. Amen.
All the way through. They the few that's going to receive the word of God.
Sure, that's right.
That generation of the upright.
Amen. Yeah,
thank
right.
God.
Yeah.
The wicked will never see it.
No.
Never right. accept Jesus' word, will
that's
they?
That's right.
All right, read.
And knew not until the flood came.
They knew not until the flood came.
It took them all away.
Well, of that day and hour.
That's right.
Knoweth no man.
That's right.
Now he said this generation shall not pass.
That's right.
What generation's going to pass?
That's right. Wicked.
The wicked generation.
Sure it is, bro.
Right. Is that right?
That's right.
The people of God's never going to pass.
No.
There's a lot of generations naturally.
Sure there are.
On both sides, both the righteous and the wicked.
That's right.
But in God's sight, they but one generation of the wicked. They but one generation of the upright.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right, brother.
Proverbs 2:21-22. The upright shall dwell in the land.
Amen.
The perfect shall remain in it.
Yeah.
The wicked shall be cut off from the
Amen.
Earth. And the transgressors shall be
yeah,
rooted out of it. Was that talking about the generation that Solomon's living in?
No, it's all of them.
There's upright people back there.
Sure.
Wasn't they?
That's right.
Let me tell you something. It is all the way through.
Sure, that's right.
The generation of the upright.
Sure.
Is that right?
Amen.
Thank God for the blood of the Son of God.
Yeah.
That us Gentiles can have a right to the tree of life.
Amen.
Ain't it so?
Amen.
All right, let's see some more. This generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
That's right.
Jesus wasn't just talking about the getting of the Jews.
No.
Was it?
No.
He mentioned the Noah and the getting there, the people that would accept the preaching of Noah.
That's right.
But the wicked was cut off, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. All right, read.
And knew not until the flood came and took them all away.
All right.
So shall also the coming of the Son of Man
be. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now get 42 and 44 and read from 44 down.
Watch therefore.
What did God tell us to do? We don't know the day.
That's right.
That this generation is going to pass.
That's right.
But he told us to watch.
For you know not what hour your Lord doeth
come. For you know not what hour your Lord doth come.
Amen.
Read.
Therefore be ye also ready.
What do you mean? Watch.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Right.
That's right.
Therefore be ye also ready. That's watching.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
If you're watching, you've got your garment and you're holding that garment.
Amen.
And it's holy.
Yeah.
You're living the right
yeah.
life.
Yeah. That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Thank God today
yeah.
for his great Thank word.
Amen.
Thank God for the spirit that yeah. I can feel today.
Amen.
Glory to his name.
Yeah. Thank the Lord.
All right, read.
Therefore be also ready.
What did he tell us to do in the 42nd yeah. verse?
That's right.
Watch
therefore. That's right.
Well, that's being ready.
That's right, brother.
If you're watching, you're ready.
Amen. That's right.
Therefore be ye also ready. Why?
For in such an hour.
In such an hour.
As ye think not.
As ye think not.
The Son of Man cometh.
Now go back up there a little bit. And all that day and hour knoweth no man.
But of that day and hour, knoweth
no man. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass.
That's right.
And of that day knoweth no man.
No, not the angels of
heaven. No, not the angels of heaven.
But my Father only.
But my Father only.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why he said, therefore be also ready.
Yeah.
Watch.
That's right.
Watch. Be ready.
Amen.
Or you don't know the hour.
Yeah.
That the Son of Man is a coming.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
I read, son.
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming
of the Son. Read down from that 44th verse reading down.
Therefore
be ye also ready.
For in such an hour as you think
not. In such an hour, of that day and hour knoweth no man. What day and hour? The day and hour that wicked's going to pass away.
Amen, that's right.
The generation of the wicked's going to pass away at that day and hour of the coming of the Son of God.
Amen, that's right.
All right, read. Therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man coming.
Who then is a faithful and wise servant?
At his coming.
Yeah.
Who then, when he comes?
Yeah. Is a faithful wise servant.
Is a faithful.
Yeah.
Faithful. And a wise servant.
Whom is
that wise servant digs down deep and builds his house on the rock.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah, right, brother.
He's a faithful man that's always there.
That's right, brother.
He's wise because he dug down deep and built his house on the rock.
Amen, that's right.
Ain't no wind's going to destroy it.
No, they're not.
Ain't no flood's going to destroy it. We know there's what comes together.
No.
That house is built on Jesus Christ is going to stay.
Yeah,
ain't it?
That's right, brother.
All right, read.
Who then is a faithful, wise servant?
Who then is a faithful and a wise servant?
Whom his Lord hath made ruler over
whom his Lord hath made ruler
over his household.
Over his household.
To give them meat in due season.
Well, that's what we're issuing today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My body is meat indeed.
Yeah, it is, brother.
And my blood is drink indeed.
Yeah.
All right, that faithful and wise servant. That man that's in the generation of the upright. All right, read.
Blessed is that servant.
God said in blessed.
That's
blessed
right.
Is that servant.
Whom his Lord when he cometh.
Whom his Lord when he cometh.
Shall find so
shall
doing.
Shall find so doing.
Verse.
He's faithful.
Yeah, that's right.
He's watching.
That's right.
He's
brother.
Ready.
Amen.
He's issuing forth the words of life.
Amen.
He's just giving you the drink of the blood of the Son
yeah,
of God. This word
right.
Of God.
Amen.
That's a faithful and a wise servant, ain't
amen.
It?
Amen, that's right.
All right.
Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all
verily
his goods.
Verily I say unto you, he shall make him ruler
yeah.
Over all of his good. But here's the generation of the wicked.
But and if that evil servant shall say in
but
his heart.
But if that evil servant
yeah.
Shall say in his heart.
My Lord delayeth his
coming. My Lord delayeth his coming.
Shall begin.
In other words, he's not looking, is he?
No, that's right.
Let's see if he's ready.
Shall begin to smite his fellow servants.
He's not ready then, is he?
No, he's not.
He's not watching. He said his Lord delayed his coming.
That's right.
He began to smite his fellow servant. Servant eat and drink with a drunken.
The Lord of that servant.
The Lord of that servant.
Shall come in a day.
Shall come in a day.
When he looketh not for
when him. When he looketh not for man.
In an hour.
In an hour.
That he is not aware.
That he is not aware. What you going to do to that?
Shall cut him asunder.
He's going to pass away.
That's right, brother.
Shall cut him asunder.
Appoint him his portion.
And appoint him his portion with the hypocrites.
There shall be weeping.
There shall be
teeth.
Weeping. Amen. And gnashing of teeth.
That's right, brother.
Oh, I hope you can understand.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yeah, the generation of the wicked, generation of the upright.
That's right.
Paul, David said, mark the perfect man.
Yeah.
And behold the upright.
That's right.
For the end of that man is peace.
Amen. That's
well,
right.
Where did that peace come from? From the upright.
Amen.
My peace I leave with you. That perfect man.
That's right.
My peace I give unto you.
Amen.
14th chapter, St. John, verse 27.
Amen.
Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid.
Amen.
Second chapter of Ephesians. Start at verse 11. Now mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace.
Amen.
That's all Jesus has got, ain't it? Well, did he come to an end?
Go to chapter of James, verse 10, I believe it is. That right?
Take my brethren the prophets.
That's what I want. The end of that man is peace.
Right.
I want you to get that. Mark the perfect man, behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace.
Amen.
All right.
Take my brethren the prophets.
Take my brethren the prophet, James 5 and 10. Who has spoken unto you?
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
For an example.
For an example.
Of suffering affliction.
Of suffering affliction.
And of patience.
And of patience.
Behold, we count them happy which endure.
Oh, we count them happy which endure.
You have heard of the patience of Job.
You have heard of the patience of Job.
Have seen the end of the Lord.
And have seen the end of the Lord.
That the Lord is very
pitiful. That the Lord is very pitiful.
Of tender mercy.
And of tender mercy.
Amen.
Yeah. Mark the perfect man, behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace.
Yeah.
My peace I leave with you.
Amen.
He didn't take that peace when he left here.
No.
That's the peace of the upright.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
The end of that man is peace.
Amen.
Who brought that peace? The upright man.
Amen.
That perfect man. Mark the perfect man. And behold the upright.
Amen.
For the end of that man is peace.
Yeah.
You've seen the end of the Lord.
Yeah.
That the Lord is very pitiful.
And
all tender mercy.
Right.
My
Amen.
Peace I leave with you.
Amen.
St. John 14 to 27. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you.
Yeah.
Let not your heart be troubled,
Amen.
Neither let it be afraid.
That's right.
Second chapter of Ephesians, start at verse 11. Now, generation of the upright, the generation of the wicked, they're both here today.
Yeah.
Ain't they? How do we get to be upright? Following the man that's upright.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Mark the perfect man, behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace.
Amen.
The end of that man that's perfect and upright. Which, how many of us say that with Jesus Christ?
Sure, that's right.
Did you say, my peace I leave with you?
Amen.
The end of that man is peace. Well, we've seen the end of the Lord.
Yeah.
End then.
Amen.
The end of that man is peace. Now, how did he bring peace?
That's right, through the blood of his cross.
Ephesians 2, starting verse 11.
Wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh.
Gentiles in the flesh.
Who are called uncircumcision.
Who are called the uncircumcision.
By that which is called the circumcision.
By that which is called the circumcision.
In the flesh made by hands.
In the flesh made with hands.
That at that time you were without Christ.
That at that time you were without Christ.
Being aliens from being the commonwealth of Israel.
From the commonwealth of Israel.
Strangers from the covenants
strangers from the covenants of promises.
Having no hope.
Having no hope.
And without God in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Without God in the world.
Amen. Amen.
But now in Christ Jesus.
But now in Christ Jesus.
Ye who sometimes were
ye
far
who
off.
Ye who sometime were far off.
Are made nigh by
are
the blood
made
of
nigh.
Amen.
By the blood of the cross. All right, read.
For he is our peace.
Yeah.
Mark the perfect man. Behold the upright. For yeah. the end of that man is peace.
Amen.
How did he bring peace to the Gentile? For he is our peace.
Who hath made both one.
Who hath made both one.
Yeah.
And hath broken down the middle wall.
Hath broken down the middle wall of partition.
Between us.
Between us.
Having abolished in his flesh.
Having abolished in his flesh.
The enmity.
The enmity.
Even right. the law of commandments.
Even the law of commandments.
Containing ordinances.
Containing ordinances. Listen to it.
For to making himself of twain.
To making himself of twain too.
One new man.
One new man.
Amen.
What did he do when he done that?
Soul making peace.
Soul making peace.
Amen.
That's how he done it. How did he do it? Read.
And that he might reconcile both unto God.
He might reconcile. Now when he reconciled them, he brought peace to them, didn't he?
Amen.
How did he do it?
In one body.
In one body, how?
By the cross.
By the cross.
Amen.
You've seen the end of the Lord?
Yeah.
That the Lord is very pitiful.
Amen.
And all tender mercy.
Yeah,
mark right. the upright. Mark the perfect man.
Amen.
And behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ died the death of the cross,
yeah.
He not only had the peace to the to the Jews, but he gave peace to the Gentiles too. When he reconciled both unto God in one body by the cross, he brought the peace to us, didn't he? My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Thank God. He is our peace.
Yeah, he is, brother.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, that peace of the Son of God is still here.
Yeah,
he is.
Romans 10. Gospel page 15, verse. Read the rest of that, brother. Maybe it's 14, I'm not sure.
It came to preach peace.
Yeah, read that verse above that. By the cross. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances.
Yeah.
For to make in himself a twain, one new man.
Yeah.
And when he made one new man, he done it and brought us together in one body.
That's right.
Didn't he?
Amen.
In one, when he made two one, what did he do?
Making peace. Soul making peace.
Soul making peace.
Yeah, that's right. Man, that's right.
We're one, ain't we?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir.
Hank, you don't have no trouble yourself, do you? You fight yourself? Well, there ain't no envy between you and yourself, are there? Well, that's what Christ done. He died. Mark the perfect man, behold the upright. That's the generation of the upright.
Yeah.
For the end of that man, the upright man, the perfect man, is peace. Well, who brought us peace?
Jesus, that's right.
How did he bring us peace?
Yeah.
Read it.
And that he might reconcile both unto God.
He might reconcile both unto God.
In one body.
In one body.
By the cross.
How did he do it? By the cross. Amen. Now what did that cross bring to by the cross do?
Having slain the enemy thereby.
Now.
And came and preached peace.
He came and preached peace.
Yeah.
To them that are afar off.
Yeah.
And to them that were nigh.
Yeah.
Did he say that?
Yes, sir.
The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
Yeah.
Get that 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's start at verse 21. I don't know, it might not be. Preach across that
18th verse.
You get on down and get the 21st verse. All right.
For the preaching of the cross is then that perish foolishness.
Now what did the cross bring us, people?
Peace.
It brought us peace.
Amen.
Didn't it? Read it again, brother. What verse is that? Ephesians 2 and...
18? Or 17.
17, all right.
And came and preached peace
to
you?
No, I want to... For he reconciled both unto God in one body.
Okay, so verse 16.
All right.
And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body?
How?
By the cross.
What did he do?
Having slain the enmity thereby.
Well, when he slain the enmity thereby, he brought them together in one body. He made peace, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Sure.
Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Well, we know that the Lord died, he had an end.
Amen.
But you remember, the end of that man is peace.
Yeah, right.
My peace I leave with you. Amen. He didn't take it away, he left it.
Amen.
What do you mean? He's left the word.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
All right. Read that now.
For the preaching of the cross.
The preaching of the cross.
Is to them that perish foolishness.
Is to them that perish foolishness.
But unto us which are saved.
But unto us which are saved.
Is the power of God.
It is the power of God. Now go down to the 21st verse, read down.
For after that in the wisdom of God.
For after that in the wisdom of God.
The world by wisdom.
The world by wisdom knew not God.
It pleased God by the foolishness.
It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching.
To save them that believe.
To save them that believe. What is it that we have to believe? What the world calls foolishness.
preach the cross.
It's the foolishness of preaching. The world called it foolishness.
Yeah.
But to us, now read on down.
For the Jews require a sign.
Jews require a sign.
The Greeks seek after wisdom.
Greeks seek after wisdom.
So we preach Christ crucified.
We preach the cross, don't we?
Amen.
We preach Christ crucified.
Under the Jews a stumbling block.
Under the Jews a stumbling block.
Under the Greeks foolishness.
Under the Greeks foolishness.
But unto them which are called.
But unto them which are called. We're called to be saints.
Amen.
But unto them which are called.
Both Jew
both
and Greek.
Jew and Greek.
Christ, the power
Christ,
of God.
Christ, the power of God.
And the wisdom.
And the wisdom of God. Amen. We know is the power of God. We know is the wisdom of God. We also know that he is our peace.
Amen.
For he is our peace.
Yeah.
Who hath made both one. Has broken
right.
down the middle wall of partition between us.
Amen.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity. Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. For to make it himself of twain one new man.
Right.
So making peace.
Yeah,
that
right.
he might reconcile both unto God in one body. How? By the cross.
Amen.
Having slain the enmity thereby.
Yeah,
that's how we preach peace. Why? Because we preach Christ.
Yeah.
For he is our peace.
Yeah,
is that right?
Right.
Well, the preaching of the cross, the preaching of Christ, is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us who are called, it is the power of God. Amen.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Right.
Yeah, that's talking about the generation of the upright. That's who the people of God is.
Yes, sir.
We're not in the wicked generation.
No, that's right.
We're not going to pass.
No, that's right.
What's going to pass?
Wicked.
Generation of the wicked. All right. Get Proverbs 2, 21, 22. I hope this has been a blessing to you.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We need to know what God's word is.
Yes, sir.
How many of us know what the word of God is?
Yeah.
You know. Yes, sir. His thing now. What is God's word?
Jesus.
Huh? What?
Jesus.
That's it. What is God's word, people?
Yes,
Jesus.
Jesus. Amen.
That's what we preach. We preach Christ.
Amen.
Now let's see what we preach when we preach Christ. Look at Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Now do we preach Christ? We preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks.
That's right.
Now let's see what we preach when we preach Christ. Whoever's got it.
Preach the word.
Amen.
We preach Christ.
That's right.
That's right.
We preach the word.
That's it, brother.
Was he not the word?
Yeah, he is. That's right. That's right.
In the beginning was the word. The word's the will of God. St. John 1, 1, 2, and 14. In the beginning was the Word is with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 14 said that Word that was God was made flesh.
Amen.
Natural. Dwell among us. We beheld His glory.
Yeah.
As all the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen. That's right.
We preach Christ.
That's right.
What do we preach, son?
Preach the Word.
Preach the Word.
That's right.
When you're preaching Christ, you are preaching the word.
Amen.
When you're preaching Christ, you're preaching the blood. You're
that's
issuing the blood
right, amen.
Of the New Testament.
That's right, brother.
You're breaking the bread. You're breaking the body of the Son of God and delivering it.
Yeah.
This is my body, which is broken for you.
Yeah.
This is my body is meat. My flesh is meat indeed.
Right.
And my blood is drink indeed.
Amen.
Didn't he say that?
Right.
When you partake of this, you're partaking the blood of the Son of
Amen.
God and his body.
Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
We're eating it. We're drinking.
Yes, sir.
Right, buddy.
Thank God. All right, read that over in Romans.
How shall they preach except they be sent?
How shall they preach except it be sent?
As is written, how beautiful are the
feet. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them.
That preach the gospel of peace.
Yeah. What was they preaching?
Gospel of peace.
The gospel of peace. We're
Amen.
Preaching Christ. For he is our peace.
Yeah, that's right.
This is God's generation.
Amen.
the generation of the righteous, of the upright.
Amen.
We thought we marked the perfect man. We know who he is.
Yeah.
And we behold the upright. We know who he is. Amen. Both of them the Son of God. The end of that man is peace.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I trust.
How many of you people, the Son of God brought peace to your heart?
Yes, sir, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Father.
Amen. That's right.
Sending that precious Son.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
That man thought enough of us that he hung, bled, and died on the Calvary. That we could have a right to the tree of life.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right, Proverbs 2:21-23.
For the upright shall dwell in the land.
Well, now, mark the perfect man, behold the upright.
Yeah.
For the end of that man is peace. Now, he brought us together. He made peace when he reconciled both unto God in one body by the cross. He made peace, didn't he?
Yeah,
for he is our peace. How did he bring peace to us? Through the cross.
Amen.
He made both the Jew and the Gentiles one when he brought them together in the one body.
That's right.
So making peace.
Amen.
That's how he made peace.
Sure.
That man that was upright, the end of that man is peace. We've seen the end of the Lord.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be no peace given to the world if Jesus hadn't died the death of the cross.
Amen. That's right.
There ain't a person in this world that can't have Jesus if they want it bad enough.
Amen. That's right.
They've got to want to follow in the footsteps of that man that died for them. That many people as well. That's willing enough to deny themselves and take their cross up and follow that man.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, but thank God, there's a few.
Amen, that's right.
Yeah, that's a generation of the upright.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, the upright shall dwell in the land.
The perfect shall remain.
Notice, you think, well, I'm just upright. Jesus was upright too.
Yeah.
But he's also perfect.
Yeah.
Mark the perfect man, behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace.
Amen, that's right.
Didn't he say that?
That's right. Yeah.
The upright shall dwell in the land.
Perfect shall remain in it.
That same man that's an upright man is a perfect man.
Right,
he's going to dwell in the land. He's going to remain in the land.
That's right. But the wicked.
The wicked.
Shall be cut
shall
off.
Shall be cut off. From the earth.
The transgressors.
And the transgressors.
Shall be rooted out.
Shall be rooted out of them.
Amen.
Did he say that?
Right.
Thank God.
Amen.
There's both of them. Both seeds is here today.
Sure they are.
There ain't a person in this world, though they don't have to be the seed of the wicked if they'll take on the word of God, which is the seed of God.
That's right, brother.
But if they don't, they're going to be in the generation of the wicked.
Amen, that's right.
Lord, give me this.
That's right, buddy.
Let me live according to the teachings of your Bible.
Amen, that's right.
Yeah, thank God.
That's right.
The upright shall dwell in the land. The perfect shall remain in it. The wicked shall be cut off from the earth. And the transgressors shall be rooted out.
Amen, that's right.
Fifth chapter, first Thessalonians. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
Amen.
He gave us sign of Noah and the flood.
Yeah, that's right.
Who did God take away with the flood? The wicked.
The wicked, that's right.
People of God was left here, weren't they?
Yeah, there were, that's right.
But on down showed the good servant and the evil servant.
Yeah.
The evil servant said in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and began to smite his fellow servant to eat and drink with the drunk.
That's right.
The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that is not aware of, shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrite. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Amen.
But all that day and hour knoweth no man. All right, son, read.
But of the times and seasons.
But of the times and seasons.
Brother,
Jesus put the seasons down there. He told you exactly what happened in the days of Noah.
Right.
What's going to happen in the coming of the Son of Man? There's going to be two.
Yes.
The generation of the upright, the generation of the wicked.
Amen.
That evil servant said in his heart, my Lord, the Lord is coming.
Amen.
God called that man that watched, was ready. He called him a blessed man.
Amen. Amen, that's right.
But that evil servant, he said, his Lord and the lady is coming.
That's right.
Again, to smite his fellow servant, even drank with the drunk. I believe you can see both generations.
Yeah.
They ain't but one going to pass away.
That's right, brother.
It's just one.
Amen, that's right.
That's what I want you to get in your heart. It's just one generation.
That's right.
And this generation shall not pass till all these saint people
are filled. Amen, that's right.
Just the things that Jesus gave the sign of Noah. That's happening in the world today, ain't it?
Sure it is.
Right.
Amen. All right, read, son.
But of the times and season, brethren.
Of the times and season, brethren.
You have no need that I write unto you.
You have no need that I write unto you.
For yourselves know perfectly.
For yourselves know perfectly.
That the day of the Lord so cometh.
That the day of the Lord so cometh. But all that day and hour knoweth no man.
Yeah.
That the day of the Lord so cometh.
As a thief in the night.
As a thief in the night. What do you mean? At an unexpected time.
That's right.
That wise servant was watching.
That's right.
Wasn't he?
Amen.
Therefore be also ready. He was ready.
That's right.
That evil servant said his Lord delayed his coming.
Amen.
He wasn't looking for him.
That's right.
God's going to cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrite. Same. That blessed man.
Yeah.
That servant that's wise. Is always doing about the things of God.
Yeah.
God said he'd make him ruler over all.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. All right.
For when they shall say peace and safety.
One day. That's just like that man, my Lord, the lady is coming.
Amen.
Oh, I've got him made. He began to eat and drink with the drunken.
Try.
Smite his fellow servant.
Try.
But all that day and hour knoweth no man.
That's right.
Read now, son.
For when they shall say peace and safety.
When they, the world, says peace and safety.
Then the sudden
generation of the wicked.
Yeah.
When they shall say peace and safety.
Then sudden destruction.
Then sudden destruction cometh upon them.
Yeah. As travail upon
a woman and a child.
They shall not
and
escape.
And they shall not escape.
Yeah,
he's going to cut up a son and pour his portion with the hypocrites. All right, read.
But ye, brethren, are not in darkness.
Somebody showed you the light.
That's right.
The light of the gospel.
Amen, that's right.
It's the light of the glorious gospel.
Amen,
the Son of God.
That's right, brother.
All right, read.
But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day...
should overtake you as a thief.
You're all the children of the light.
You're the children of the light.
And the children of the day.
You're the children of the day.
We're not of the night.
We're not of the night.
Nor of darkness.
You can't come on us as a thief in the night because we're not of the night nor of darkness. We're not in sin, in other words.
That's right.
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, Jesus said, but shall have the light of life.
Amen.
All right.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. But let's watch.
Now, he wasn't talking about natural sleep.
No.
How many of you here sleep with the eyes open?
No.
Well, he's not talking about that kind of sleep then.
No.
Let us not sleep as do others.
That's right.
But
let us watch.
Let us watch.
And be sober.
That eyes of understanding is always watchful.
That's
How do you know he's watchful? He's ready.
That's right, brother.
Therefore, be also ready.
Amen, that's right.
Or in such an hour as the Son of Man cometh. What do you even want to know?
No.
Ain't nobody knows that but God.
That's right.
All right.
Amen.
All right, read.
For they that sleep in the night.
They that sleep in the night. How many people sleep in the day sometimes?
Sure.
Naturally.
That's right.
Well, then that ain't the type of sleep you're talking
about.
No,
that's right.
Spiritual sleep.
That's right.
That's not watching. People are in a stupor. They're in a spiritual sleep. They're not watching with the Son of God.
Right.
They're like that man that is wicked.
That's right.
Said his Lord, the lady has come again to smite his fellow servant,
even
drank with the drunk.
That's right.
The Lord of that servant shall come in the day when he looketh not for him, and an hour that is not aware. That's the That's the generation of the wicked. That's going to pass.
That's
but
right.
The generation of the upright's going to dwell.
Amen. That's
we're
right.
Going to we're going to remain, ain't we? Yeah. All right, read it, brother.
They that sleep, sleep in the night.
They that sleep in the night.
They that be drunken are drunken in the night.
They that be, how many people here have ever drunk anything? Did you wait till nighttime to drink, or did you drink all the way through? You're not talking about that's spiritual drunkenness.
That's right.
Right.
All right, read. Let us who are of the day
be sober.
Be sober.
Put it on the breastplate of faith and love.
Sober. We've got a sober mind. What
that's right.
What do you mean? We got the mind of Christ.
That's
sober
right.
Mind.
Amen.
Read.
Put it on the breastplate. Putting
on the breastplate
of faith and love.
Of faith and love.
For an helmet.
For an helmet.
The hope of salvation.
That's the eternal part.
Amen. I try, brother.
I believe I'm just going to close.
Okay.
I hope I've said something, been a blessing.
Yes.
I need you to pray. I bless you.